I was wondering, how often do people compromise their integrity, their convictions, their beliefs, in order to be accepted by the rest of the group? Because on social media, let's take, the only way I can kind of explain it or, anyway, is my, on Instagram, those, I don't know how, you know, if my listening community, how many are on Instagram, but I've found these hubs, that, you know, specialize or that highlight and select, excuse me, photos according to their theme. And I've always been partial to darker photos, darker meaning gothic, you know, moody, cryptic, you know, kind of Halloweenish. And there's so many talented photographers, no, photo editors out there that, you know, really know how to edit their photos. And they use apps, a lot of them, a bazillion of them use Photoshop. I don't have the luxury of having Photoshop. There are just pictures upon pictures where the way to get accepted into these groups or you get the number of likes is to be like them. So then I started, you know, searching around and looking for apps that I can make my pictures look like theirs so I can be part of the group. But then I thought, why should I compromise or alter my photographs? Why can't my photographs stand on their own? Why not? There's no, you know, they can. But a part of me wants to be accepted by the group, by the hubs. I think everybody does. Don't they? At some point, want to be accepted into a group. So what do you do in order to get accepted? You compromise whatever it is that you're different about so that they accept you, right? Does that make sense? And then I was thinking about October coming up. And I remember when October first started, and it was mostly people talking about the music, you know, that they liked. There, maybe in the background you had something playing. And then all of a sudden, Boss Jock Studio came along. And the people that had the wonderful talent and the luxuries of having all those apps and the technology and the knowledge to edit and splice audio together made their sound so beautiful that everybody else wanted to do it too. And then, I can't remember when it was, that all I heard was, you know, music. I heard the songs. And I'm thinking, okay, that's great. Because sometimes I don't know the song. You can say the title and the artist, and I'd have to go look it up myself on YouTube or try and find a way to hear it. And then I thought, last year I tried doing it without any Boss Jock, without any, just talking. And I didn't post it on Audioboom. Where did I post it? I think I used a different, did I use VoiceBow? I think I did. And then I got tired of using VoiceBow because, well, VoiceBow is what VoiceBow is. I have not found an audio app socially that I like, that is worth, you know, the effort, I guess. And then I just thought, what about the people that don't have Boss Jock? And what if they don't, are they still participating in October? Or would they be intimidated like me with in Instagram with all the photo editors and say, you know what, my stuff is just not worthy, I'm just not doing it. So then, how often does one compromise or say, oh, I want to be part of this, I want to take part in it, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to do it. You know, like Boss Jock, I think was $10, $9.99 for the app. That's a lot of money for an app. But it is one app, I will say, that is definite, if you're into podcasting, and you don't have a lot of knowledge and, you know, time, keyword time, and attention span would be the other one for me. It would be well worth it. I've wasted $10 on clothes that don't fit sometimes, not trying them on. You know, just on bad food. I've wasted, you know, this is not a waste. But then, you know, what happens if you're on a budgeted income and you don't have that extra $10, but you want to participate? What do you do? I'm not asking for an answer. I'm just wondering. You know, and then you hear about, and I'm not saying October, but I think about, like, events or activities that start out really simple, and then they get so blown out of proportion and that they lose focus of what it, in the beginning. The TV show The Guardian, I was binge watching that, and that's what that thought came to my mind, is how he started working for this law firm because he got convicted of possession of drugs, and he had to do his community service. Working for a firm that represents children. And then towards, you know, the season goes on and the episodes and money, and the law firm's taken over, it loses its federal, you know, grant money, blah, 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 and it has to now represent, you know, the pure folk kind of thing, those that are in between hiring an expensive attorney and not, and having a public defender kind of thing. Based on your income, I guess, I'm assuming. And then they lose focus of what it all started out to be, what the mission statement was. It was just some thoughts that floating around in my head as I'm driving to Corn Country on a rainy Tuesday, my Monday, to work. It is 6:19 a.m. It is 71 degrees. It's humid. And it's supposed to rain all day. First time it's rained in, I don't know, last week. It was all up in the 90s. It was hot enough to fry an egg on concrete. Yep. And now it's supposed to get cooler as, you know, the days go by, and I think it's supposed to be up in the 80s, maybe once or twice this week or next week, which is okay. That's okay with me. I could kind of deal with it. But yesterday, even being in the high 80s, it was still hot, blistering hot. But yeah, those were my thoughts. And thanks for listening, guys. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day, and hope you have a wonderful week. Oh, bird! It just got hit. Yeah, scared the bejeebies out of me, can you tell? Oh, man. Well, it could have been worse. Could have been a deer, and I'm not going that fast because it's, you know, 65 miles an hour, and I'm only going 50. So, okay. Later, this people.